This is Daf HaShavua, Shir number 3 for Ksuvas Daf Chaf Aleph. We're on Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, and we're at the two dots, six lines down. Amar Rav Safra, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta, Amar Rav Huna. The Amri Lot, some say it was Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. What is it that these Amoraim said? Shlosh Yashu Yashu L'Kayim Es Ashtar. You have three judges, three Dayanim is sitting down in order to be Mekayim Ashtar, to do Kiyim Shtaros, as we know. Shnai Makirim Chasimos Yidei Eidim Vechodeinu Makir. And what happens? Two of these judges recognize the signatures of the witnesses. The third one does not. So now you say, oh, maybe the Dayanim can do the Kiyim Shtaros themselves. Ad Shelo Chasmu. So before the two judges who recognize the Eidim sign, before they sign the henpek, before they certify the Shtar, so you know what they can do? Me'idin b'fanav v'chosem. They can testify in front of that one judge about the fact that they recognize the signatures of the witnesses that are on the shtar. And then, v'chosem, me'idin b'fanav v'chosem. And then he'll sign the henpek along with them. They'll sign and he'll sign. You have three dayanim sign in the henpek. Mishachasmu, but once the judges have signed the henpek, and he didn't testify about it, Eim Eidim B'fanav V'chosem, then he can't testify before that one judge and have that one judge sign. So take a look at Rashi, Shlosh Sheyashu, first in line, Shlosh Sheyashu based in the Kayim Ashtar, Uvelo Hadas Eidim Sheyidu Aksav Yadam. This is a case where I don't have the Eidim who are coming to testify to authenticate their own signatures. Visha Hadayonim Atzma Makirim Osa Hashnai Makirim Osa Vecharena Makir. There are two who do, and one who does not. So Ad Shelo Chasmu Hashnai Malahenpek, before the two who recognize the signatures, the two Dayanim who recognize the Eidim signatures, before they sign on the henpek to certify, Me'idin Lifnei Hashlishi Shizeu Ksav Yadam Shel Chasum V'chosei Mimahem, and that one judge will sign with them Amal Shekosvim on that which they write. What are they writing? So they write, this is the certification Lashon. Ashrinoi the Kaimoni Lishtara, we certify, we establish Ishtar Dinan, Vishtar Bimosaf Tlasa in front of the three Dayanim, Dish Tamoda Ana, the Chasimus Yada Desadi. Right? We're testifying that this is indeed the signatures, these are the signatures of the Eidim. But Mishechasmu Ein Meidim. But if they already, we said, if those judges had already signed that shtar, the certification, the henpek of the shtar, then they can't testify if they already signed. They can't. It's too late for them to testify in front of that one judge. Oh, we recognize the Eidim. Rashi, Mishechasmu Eim Eidim, Dechasima Kamaisa B'Shikra Hava, because that first chasima was sheker. Why? Because what are they signing? That we know. Delav Tlasa Havadiyadi. You know, there weren't three judges who at that point knew the information. So, okay, so now the Gemara says, hold on 1 second. Umikas Vinon, is it true? Since when do we have the right? Look at Rashi. Umiash Kasvinon Mashrasa Didei. Bitmia. His certification, you're going to tell me that we can write a certification before all the three judges know that those signatures are authentic? That's really going to be allowed? What are they going to write? They're writing, and remember what they're writing, what they're certifying. They're writing, we were sitting like three judges together, and we know these are signatures are okay. Hold on. That's before all three even know it, says Rashi. Umikas vinon lashrasa didei. Since when can they write that particular certification? Bitmia v'chikodim sheneskayim lifnei shlashtan yikasvu b'mosaf tlasta havina, etc. Is it possible that even before they were mekayim, they are able to sit down and write, oh, this is the three of us are sitting down and we can certify the authenticity of these of this shtar. Since when is that allowed? So that's the Gemara's question. Mikasviner. Va'amarav papi mishmei derava. Hi, Ashra to the Dayane. Well, again, Ashra to the Dayane is a certified star, or where when you have the judges sitting down to certify a star. Dinichtav mikame dinechvu sade achasnim sedayu. If you wrote down the certification, the henpek, before the witnesses testify about or for they before they validate they of the authenticity of their chasimos psula. That's not allowed. What's the case under discussion? So you take a look at Rashi, says Rashi like this in the middle there. Denichtava mikami de nechve sade. Achlo hidu edim al ksav yadam. But even before the edim testify on their signatures, Kasru ha-dayanim, the dayanim wrote down, B'mosav, Tlasa, Havino, we were sitting down, the three of us sitting here, V'nafek shtara dinan, and this particular shtar came out, Kadmana, in front of us, V'azidu ploni, ploni, achasimas yadayu, and, you know, so-and-so, they testified and authenticated their signatures, V'ashroni v'kaimoni, and we certified the shtar, we established a shtar. You're allowed to do that. Since when, right? That's obviously psula. The metzim is chasi keshikra. Looks like that they are lying. After all, yes, they did sign. It was correct. But the fact that they wrote asharta diyani, the certification before they heard the testimony, so that looks like a checker. So, Hachanami is Chazik Shikr. So too, our case, what happened? They wrote the certification while, how many judges knew the signatures? Only two of them. And they wrote the certification, and then they what? And then they testify in front of the one judge, and then they sign along together. How could they even write the certification to begin with? That shouldn't be allowed? So that's what the Gemara is asking. How is it possible? El Eima. So let's go back, or this is Rav Huna talking. So what is it that Rav Huna really said? We said before the three people sat to sign a shtar, and they're writing the certification in advance, and then they testify, but the third guy didn't even know about it. So rather, we're going to revise what we said. Ela Ema, this is what it means. You have two of the three judges, they recognize the signatures on the document. Ad shelo kosfu, before they write the akium, before they write the certification, they can testify in front of that one judge who doesn't know about the signatures, who doesn't recognize signatures. And then what do? Then, and then he can sign with them, not only the signatures, they can write the kiyum, they can write the certification after that. Okay, good. So then there's no lie, there's no shekir. Mishe chasvu, but if they've written the certification, not mishe chasmu, as we said earlier. Mishe chasvu, once they wrote the certification, so they ain't made it in front of chosim, then it's too late. They can't testify in front of that one judge who didn't recognize and have him sign along with them, because that looks like shekir, because you can't write a certification in advance. Very nice. So now the Gemara says, well, if this is Rav Huna saying, Shmamina Tlas, I learned three things from here. Number one, Shmamina Eid Nasadai. Number one, a witness can become a judge. This is a famous halacha. We have this in other areas, but where do you see that? Well, you have two judges and they're testifying on the signatures and they become judges as well. So obviously, Eid Nasadai. We have this in the context of, as we'll see, in a little bit, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh and testifying, and if people from the basin saw the new moon, Ushmamina Dayonin Hamakirin Chasimos Yidei Edim Einon Srichim Lahayid Bifnehem. Number two, we learn when it comes to judges who recognize the witnesses, so we don't need other people to testify in front of the judges regarding those signatures. Meaning, if we have, let's say all three judges were able to recognize the signature, so no one has to listen to any testimony. How do I know that? Because it sounds like from here, the only reason why those two judges have to testify in front of the third judge is because the third judge didn't know about it, he didn't recognize them. Had he recognized them, we wouldn't need to testify at all. Oh, we all recognize the signatures. Let's certify the star. And then we have ourselves a henpeg. Ushmamina. And the third thing we learn from here is, Dayanim Shein Makirim Chasimos Yidei Edim. And not only that, if you have judges who don't recognize the signatures, so then the witnesses have to testify before each of the judges regarding, and only in that way, they can certify the star. So if you take a look at Rashi, Tzrichin lahayid b'fnei kol echad v'echad, a little bit more than halfway down, Shemi'idu b'fnei hashnayim, if they testify in front of two, Ein agimol yachol lachsam. That third judge cannot sign. The hahacha hutzuchu ashnaim lahayim mifnei agimol. The two, the third person could only sign after they heard about the testimony. So obviously, you see here that if the testimony was only in front of two people, that third judge could not sign. He would have to hear the testimony as well. Very nice. So now the Gemara says, not so fast. Maskifla Ravashi, Bishlama Einase Dayon Shaminan Mina. That I understand. That first halacha very clear. An aide become it can become a judge. Ela Dayonim Hamakirin Chasimosi De Aidim Ein Shichim Lahoid Bifneim. That second halacha, what do you say? I have judges who recognize signatures. They don't have to testify. You think that's what you derive from here? Maybe, really? No, there needs to be, even if all three judges recognize the signatures, there would need to be testimony. Others would have to testify in front of the judges. The only reason it works here, we don't need other edim to testify, is because I have the testimony through the judge who is listening to the other two people. The other two people are testifying in front of the judge. So that's where we accomplish something. Look at Rashi. Rashi says like this. Dilma la'olam tzrichim. About two-thirds of the way down in Rashi. Dilma la'olam tzrichim lahoyd chain edus elo aladeh hagad lahoyd. Really? No. Of course you need to testify. If all three judges recognize signatures, that's not good. You want to certify a star. You need some type of testimony. And, she'ein edus el alide hagadas edus. You want edus? It has to be through hagadas edus. Aye, so why here do I allow those, the two edim? We don't need, it seems at least, had all three recognized, it would have been okay. No. The reason why it's okay is because there is testimony. Vishani Yocha says Rashi to come Makaima Hagada Bifne Hayochid Sheino Makir. There is Hagada taking place. There is testimony in front of the one judge who did not recognize the signatures. But that doesn't imply that had that third judge recognized the signatures, that you would mean no testimony. No, there needs to be a Hagada Sedus. So that's don't assume that second halacha you're derived from. E nasa dayan I hear, but the second thing not necessarily so. Not only that, v'dayanim she'ein makirin chasimos yidei edim tzrichin lahoyd b'fnei kol echad v'echad. How about that last halacha? You assume that if judges don't recognize the signatures, so then witnesses have to testify in front of each of them, as we had said before. Why? Dilma lolam e malach ein tzrichin. Maybe you could say witnesses don't have to testify before each and every judge. V'shayni hacha deloka mikayim haga dekla. But here it's different. Why? Because that testimony, or that which require testimony, would not be established at all if the two dayanim wouldn't testify before that third judge. What happened over here? So take a look at Rashi. Says Rashi, Delo Vishani Hakha Dekamakaima Hagada Bifne Hayachid She'eno Makir. Yeah, there is Hagada taking place in front of that other person. Delo Mekaima Hagada Klal E Lo Dahavu Misade Bape. Had they not testified in front of his face. But that doesn't mean that that I should assume that if Dayanim don't recognize the signatures, you need other edim to testify in front of each and every Dayan? Maybe not. Maybe really what? Witnesses don't need to testify in front of each and every judge. But over here, the reason why I need the testimony is because the reason why the two judges testify in front of 30 because otherwise I wouldn't have any Haggadah. So I need a Haggadah. So I have to accomplish that somehow, but it's not like each and every judge needs to hear. Says the Gemara, continue. Yasir Rabbi Abba v'kamalaha shmaita deinasedayon. So Rabbi Abba was sitting and he taught this this teaching that deinasedayon, as we had said before. Eisvei Rav Safa the Rabbi Abba. So here's a question based on the Mishnah in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chafei. What happened there? Ra'u Shlosha Vehin Beistin. Three people saw the new moon, and they're members of the Sanhedrin. They're members of the Beistin itself. So what do we do? The Amdu Shnayim, V'yoshivu Mechavrim Eitz Al HaYachad, V'yodim B'fneim. So two of them get up, and testify. And they have two of their friends with one other judge, and they, these two people, will testify in front of the other judges. V'yomru mekudash achodesh mekudash, and then they proclaim, three judges, that this is mekudash mekudash, a new month. Sheina yachid ne'eman al yedei atzmo. And the Mishnah says, why? Because that individual judge is not, Naaman is not trusted to say it's Rosh Chodesh by himself. Says Rashi, Yamdu Shnayim HaShnayim, Lios Edim, V'asam Parchinon, Lo Teishmi Gadola Miriya. So the Gemara there says, what do you mean? Right? Hearing shouldn't be any better than seeing, so seeing should be better. So why are they testifying? It's where they saw it at night. Since they saw it at night, and they can't, you can't say Mekudash until tomorrow. Okay, so tomorrow, we'll do it, we'll be able, that's why they have to testify, because it's something that they saw the night before. Sheina Yochin Nam on the Kadesh HaChodesh B'Yechidi. So now the Gemara challenges, V'salkadatech de'inasedayin, if it's really true, you think that an aid can become a dayan on that case that he witnessed himself. Lomali kulehai, you have to go through this whole process. You're adding people to the basin. Why do you need to add people to the basin? Let the judges who saw, let the two judges, let them testify in front of the third judge. And then they'll all sit down and say Mekudash Mekudash all together. Isn't it? If Eid Nasa dying, that should be enough. So the Gemara says, Amalei. So Rav Abba said to Rav Safra, Afli didikash, you know, I found this also. I found that difficult based on Eid Nasa dying. Ushilte le Rav Yitzchok bar Shmuel bar Marta. Rav Yitzchok le Rav Huna lechia bar Rav. Vichi bar Rav le Rav. Well, a lot of people had this question. It went all the way up the chain. V'amr lehu, you know what Rav told them? Hanach le'eda zachodesh de'oraisa v'kum shtoros de'rabonim. You know what? Eda zachodesh is a din d'oraisa. Since it's a din d'oraisa, we're going to be more strict. We're not going to rely on eina sedayin. But since kum shtoros, which is what we're discussing over here, is only mid'rabonim, so therefore we will allow the eid nasedayin.